So big news today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is just broke right before we got on the air. Do you know what, first of all, do you know what a Finsta account is or Finstagram?
No, I have no idea. I can't even make a joke for that. I have no idea what that is.
Interesting, because you have got teenagers, so I would think that you probably were very aware of Finsta or Finstagram or whatever.
No.
Okay. So a Finsta account is, teens and celebrities do this too. It's just when you have a second account on Instagram. So you have that one account that's like your face to the world and it has your name on it. And it's like, you know, if you're going to be going up for a job, like here's you looking really cute and sitting and having a coffee. And here's you at the Eiffel Tower. Like, whoops, how did I get to Paris? You know, or you with some great friends. And so that your regular Instagram account is like you living your best life and it's the you you want the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
The Finsta account is your second account and that's like the real you. And you only allow like you keep it private and you only allow like a couple of your friends to follow you there. Like usually not even your parents. You just want one account that is just between you and your crew. And that's it. Just the few people. And you post stuff on there that's a little more your life in real life. Things that are happening to you that maybe aren't so good. Or just a crappy picture of you. But you're like, here's where I was today. And it's like some pizza place you guys all went to years ago. And it's like, can you believe I'm back here? But something you would never put on your regular Instagram. So that's called your Finsta account or Finstagram. Facebook, who owns Instagram, as you know, have been trying to make their platform safer for all of us, but especially teenagers. Because as you know, like study after study, and there's books that keep showing that Instagram is bad for teen girls, bad for their self-worth, causes depression, causes mental health issues. So this is like a real issue. And the Senate would like to ask Facebook and Instagram what they are doing to make their platform safer and less depressing for young teenage girls.
No, I got to go back to Congress again.
Yeah.
Oh, poor whatever dude's name is. Got to go back and put a suit on again.
Well, it wasn't him. It was Antigone Davis. She's the head of Facebook and IG safety. And she's there as part of the Senate committee hearing to figure out what can be done to protect kids. You know, so senators are taking turns asking questions and Democratic senator from Connecticut, but like obviously total boomer, Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal is asking her about this Finsta situation, but he's not quite grasping what Finsta is. And I don't think his aides are either old enough. I think his aides are either too old. Or they're explaining it to him, but he's still not getting it. Or he's an asshole and they don't want him to know. I don't know. I don't know why this went the way it went. But this is the video that's going viral right now. And this is Senator Blumenthal trying to ask Antigone Davis from Facebook about Finsta.
Will you commit to ending Finsta?
Senator, again, let me explain. We don't actually do Finsta. What Finsta refers to is young people setting up accounts where they want to have more privacy. You refer to it as privacy from their parents. What in my interaction with teens, what I found is that they sometimes.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me slam my head up against the wall. Okay, now I'm back. Keep talking.
Yeah, she's doing a really good job not being condescending.
Interact just with a smaller group of friends.
Well, Finsta is one of your products or services. We're not talking here about.
No. It's not a real thing, moron.
Right.
Look at your hair.
Google or Apple, it's Facebook, correct?
No.
Finsta is slang for a type of account.
Okay. Right. It's a slang word. It's not a thing. He's still not understanding, by the way.
Excuse me, boomer. Stop it.
I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're asking. What I can say is that based on what we've seen in terms of teens using those kinds of accounts, we've actually given them additional privacy options to address those kinds of issues where they want more privacy so that they can have more privacy.
Well, I don't think that's an answer to my question.
Because your question doesn't make any damn sense. That's the reason.
Yeah. So I love the fact that he's like that answer is not sufficient. It's like, you're not understanding. So I retweeted that and I wrote, who is Stan and how can we stop him?
This is why do people keep electing these motherfuckers back into why?
Yeah. No, it's okay, boomer is the problem here. Like he's not understanding, like Finsta is not a thing. It's not an app. It's not an account. It's not like, oh, did you download Finsta? That's not a thing. It just refers to you having a second account. That's all that is. And in fact, Finsta is the answer to what the problem is, because if you have a Finsta account, then you control all of it. You have so much privacy. It's probably protected. It's probably, you know, you have to request to join. Mm-hmm. And it actually probably is the way that young kids do fight against having to deal with, like, everyone's always happy all the time, everything's great, it makes me feel crappy about my life. Like, it's the most realistic thing that they do. That is the answer. But he's not understanding what it is. So, of course, as you know, Twitter is, like, totally going after him with every other slang term. I went after him. I was like, you know, who is Stan? Because he doesn't understand what a Stan is, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have said, excuse me, Senator, I'm going to have to go to Santa Claus, who runs Finster, and Santa Claus will get in touch with the Easter Bunny, and they will get back in touch with you and give you the correct answer to why the boogeyman has not done this correctly. And, you know, because Santa Claus only works one day a year, so the other 364 days he runs Finster for us. So I will get him in touch with you. Yeah. Thank you.
So somebody wrote, I'm deeply concerned about dehydrated Americans being caught in one of your thirst traps. Will you pledge to discontinue that product?
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. I like that. That's pretty funny.
So somebody wrote that question for him because he would have had no idea, like me, what a Finsta was. Somebody had to write that question. Is that person going to get fired now?
No, actually what happened was, so he and his team, they got on Instagram as a 13-year-old girl. They pretended to be 13 because they wanted to see what kind of ads and what kind of accounts were going to be offered to them if they were a 13-year-old girl. So that's all they did. He doesn't understand that in real life, a 13-year-old girl would have her account private and blocked and would control her content. They were just out there pretending to be 13.
Yeah, but if they would have went on Finsta, then they wouldn't have had this problem.
There is no Finsta. There's
exactly.
Finsta's not a, yeah, it's yeah, it's just having a second account that you control and you keep private, and you have like just you and like your five friends on there. You're not concerned with how many followers or how many people you're following. It's literally just a place where you and your friends can have some friggin' privacy, so your parents and so the world or prospective employers are not all over your ass.
Yeah, so Congressman, you set up a fake account to be a 13-year-old girl on my platform. I think that that's very illegal. Now I'm going to bring in the guy. What's his name? Who shows up at houses and bus pedophiles? You set up an account as a
13-year-old. Chris Hansen. We're bringing Chris Hansen in.
Chris Hansen is coming in now because you set up an account on our Instagram as a 13-year-old girl. I don't think that's legal. Chris Hansen has some words for you. Did you bring condoms and Funyuns? Yes, I did. Why did you bring condoms and Funyuns and Mountain Dew Blast? Did you think you're a lucky Mr. Senator?